From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
For a few moments today, I want to draw your attention to the word finished. And I want you to notice the different contexts that the word finished is found in the Bible. I'm sure that we all know what the word finished means. It means to bring to an end. If something is finished, it means that it is over. This word in James 1 verse 15 literally means to end fully. In other words, to bring to completion. When James says in James 1 verse 15, sin when it is finished bringeth forth death, he means that death is the end of sin. When something is finished, it is complete, either for good or ill. When something is finished, it means that it has come to an end. As we consider this word finished in the Bible, I want you to consider it in three different contexts. First of all, in the context of sin. Secondly, in the context of salvation. And thirdly, in the context of service. In other words, we want to consider the finish of sin, the finish of salvation, and the finish of service. First of all, the finish of sin. James 1 verse 15 says, sin when it is finished bringeth forth death. The finish of sin draws our attention to the death of the sinner. Sin when it is finished, sin when it is over, sin when it ends, bringeth forth death. In other words, the end of sin is the death of the sinner. This truth is set forth throughout the Word of God. From Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden, death has always been the finish or the end of sin. Spiritual death, physical death, eternal death. In Romans 5 verse 12 we read, wherefore as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Ezekiel 18 verse 4 says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. In 1 Chronicles 10 verse 13, we read concerning Saul. Saul died for his transgression. Of course, when we think of death, whether it is physical death or eternal death, we must always remember that death never annihilates, it only separates. Physical death separates the body from the soul. Eternal death separates man from God forever in hell. Therefore, death does not mean the end of one's existence. It means separation. I wonder, my friend, have you ever thought about the day you will die? The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Do you ever consider where your soul will be 5 minutes after you die? Oh, I pray today that you will realize that sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And the death spoken of there is not only physical death, but it is eternal death and hell forever. Because the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, eternal death, to be lost forever and forever. Secondly, I want you to consider the finish of salvation. The finish of salvation meant the death of the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 19 and verse 30, when the Lord Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross of Calvary, he said this: "Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth." That's verse 29. Then verse 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. When the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, he finished or completed the work of redemption, the work of salvation. You see, in order for you and I to be saved from eternal death and hell forever, which is the penalty for our sin, as we just found out, the Son of God had to pay the price for our salvation. The Lord Jesus had to come to earth, take upon himself human flesh, live a perfect life, and then die on a cross. The moment Jesus shed his blood upon the cross was the moment he finished the work that he came to do. That is why Christ cried, "It is finished. It is complete." Therefore, what do we learn here? We learn that the law of God was satisfied with the sacrifice of Christ. The law of God had to be satisfied with the sacrifice that was made for our sin. And God's law was satisfied because Christ's sacrifice was a perfect sacrifice. Therefore, sinful man can now be justified before God. In Romans 5, verse 9 and 10, we read, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son." Sinful man can now be reconciled to God. Sinful man can now make peace with God. Sinful man can now have his sins forgiven. Sinful man can now live forever in heaven. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has finished or completed the work of salvation. Because he has died as a substitute for our sins. My friend, isn't that a wonderful story and a wonderful fact? That the Son of God, the perfect, sinless, spotless Lamb of God, has laid down his life for your sins and for my sins. And because of what he has accomplished upon the cross of Calvary, and because he finished the work of redemption, you and I can have forgiveness and receive everlasting life. In Isaiah 53 and verse 5 we read, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 it says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Thank God, the Saviour has shed his precious blood, and because he has made an atonement for our souls, you and I can find forgiveness when we come as sinners to Jesus. I wonder, have you ever put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Ever called upon him for salvation? Have you ever repented of your sin and by faith turned to the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. My friend, if you have not, I pray that you will even come today and put your trust in him. Thirdly, consider the finish of service. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 to 9, we read these words, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thou diligent to come shortly unto me." These words were spoken by the Apostle Paul. The finish of salvation, therefore, is the death of the saint. The Apostle Paul was a child of God, and he spent his life from the day he was saved to the day he died serving the Lord. Child of God, our service for God will end, will be over, will finish when death comes. Paul here is speaking about the finish of his service or his work for God on earth coming to an end. Thus he speaks about his death. From the day Paul was saved, he had only one object in life, and that was to serve the Lord. All Paul wanted to do in his life was to finish the work God had called him to do. And thank God he did finish that work. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, we read these tremendous words. Paul said, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy on the ministry." And he did. He finished the work with joy. In Paul's service, he suffered much. He sacrificed much. He saw many souls won for Christ. He strengthened the saints on many different occasions. He saw many churches planted for the glory of God. Indeed, he sought at all times to glorify God in his ministry. And he was faithful. O child of God, let us be faithful in these days, and let us serve the Lord right to the very end. My friend, if you're not saved, come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus today. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.